This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
On your hump day morning, and Dean, the last time we had Aaron Horton join us for breakfast in the studio, it smelled so good, and today is literally no different.
It's so good. The studio is smelling of passion fruit. Aaron was one of the top three contestants in the Great Australian Bake Off last year, where week after week contestants made a bevy of baked goods to win the top honour. And last month, he had a gaggle of recipes in the Better Home and Gardens magazine for the festive season to bring the fun back into your festive baking, which is exactly what Rach and I need help with. We need a lot of help with it.
Yeah. So
we like to eat, but we need to learn how to bake.
We need to, let's get to it. Let's put some spice and sugar and all things nice, sugar and spice and all things nice into our desserts. Thank you for coming back in.
Okay, you're loving that smell, aren't you?
There is nothing I love more than passion fruits.
We've already put a picture up on the Joy Breakfast Instagram on our social media so you can see the amazing, delectable, desserty delight that Aaron has made for us. Tell our listeners what you've made, Aaron.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me again. Today I have made passion fruit lamingtons. So it's just sponge cake, basically.
And then, oh, no, you make it sound so simple. I'm already like, that's impressive enough, because lamingtons are hard.
Yeah, it's actually true. I did try and make lamingtons with my mum once, and they essentially just crumbled apart when we tried to coat them. And so then we just had a lamington version of an eton mess, however you say it. I know it's French, right?
Yeah, but is it French?
Wee.
Who knows? Sure.
I don't need to go to the toilet. I think that's just how you say yes, yes.
It's tricky doing the dipping because it's like I used jelly for this. You know, like I got the idea from, you know, pink lamingtons, and that's usually, if you look up recipes, it's like dipped in like a strawberry jelly.
Okay.
And so this is like orange jelly with a little bit of like fresh passion fruit sort of stirred through it, so you get a bit of both. But yeah, when I'm dipping them, if it's even slightly warm, like I have to work really fast, otherwise it feels like the cake's going to fall apart. Because it just soaks it right up.
Okay, So there is a trick to it, because it essentially there was more left on our fingers than there was on the actual sponge itself at the end.
So passion fruit lamingtons, this is one of the recipes that you had in Better Homes and Gardens for the festive season.
Yes.
It is a fruity twist on an Aussie classic. Why is that something you wanted to do?
Well, so I sort of get given, you know, the people at the magazine, you know, they've got their high concept, and it's like, all right, cool. So for these recipes, we'd like you to do 8 Aussie Christmas recipes. And so I thought, I'm going to channel, you know, it's 1996, you're in a milk bar, your mum's given you $5, go for your life.
Hey, in 1996, $5 went a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah, but like taking those flavors from, you know, nostalgic Australian flavors and then turning them into like fun little treats. So like passion fruit and lamington, passion fruits are in season, why not? And that's something fun or something good with baking, especially if you're doing it at home, you're trying to keep the cost down and you want to use a fruit, use something that's in season.
I have a really important question. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being so easy, literally a child could make it, and 10 being you need proper, legit skills, chef in the kitchen.
I'm the child, I'm the child.
Where does a passion fruit lamington sit on that scale?
Oh, maybe a 4 or 5.
Like, 4 or 5's okay. Yeah. That's true. But like, because I get a little intimidated when it comes to recipes. I want to learn how to bake. I look at this. I'm looking at the recipe now that is on the website, and it looks amazing. I'm looking at the lamingtons that you've made here, and they look amazing. I think this is something that I couldn't do. But now that you say maybe a 4 or 5, maybe I've just got to follow the recipe.
You just follow the recipe.
What? You just have to follow a recipe, Dean.
But you know what I mean? Like when I was always baking when I was a kid, it was like baking with my mum.
Yeah.
So, you know, mum would tell you, I'll just add a little bit more. Like, there's what's in the recipe book, and then there's, you know, like, what is a tablespoon, really?
Yeah, there's measuring with your heart.
A pinch of salt. Exactly. I think measuring with your heart is a good way to go.
Like, who measures vanilla?
Yeah, no one ever.
True. people who are really pedantic. But is it not a thing that with baking you actually do have to be quite specific?
Oh, about certain things, definitely. Like, you know, a little bit more flour, a little bit more sugar can mess up, you know, how your finished bake comes out. There have been times when I'm testing a recipe and it's like I've added, like, I'll know it's wrong because I've added too much sugar, and so then there's just a little bit too much of that sort of liquidy moisture and it just doesn't rise right.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you add one too many eggs and suddenly you've just got a weird omelette.
I mean, that would be a really weird omelette.
Yeah.
With a lot of extra things thrown in. Well, I reckon we need to sample these passion fruit lamingtons.
Of course.
Because I'm pretty sure every listener is a bit jealous of us right now hearing us. But they smell so delicious. I reckon we give them a try while Jeans' Flirt is playing. And we're going to let you know how you can add a little bit more flair to your festive cooking or baking right after this.
Your Joy Breakfast is 21 minutes past 8.
Let's get eating.
It's Rach and Dean with your daily dose of Joy Breakfast.
It's 24 minutes past 8 and we our sweet tooths are exploding because we have Aaron, who was previously on the Great Australian Bake Off with us here in the studio and has most recently done at last month's Better Homes and Gardens a lot of Christmas recipes for you to enjoy with your baked goods. And we just sampled the passion fruit lamington,
which is certifiably the third best thing that you've made this season, according to your other half, significant other.
Yeah.
I'm still baffled at how it is so soft and so moist and yet does not fall apart.
This is better than the lamingtons that I get in the shops. Like, it's beautiful.
So, yeah, I think, like, I'm going to go on a limb and assume, basically. Well, because you dip them, and then it's a jelly, so it's set. So it soaks in, it keeps everything moist, but then it sets enough that it's not going to fall apart. I was saying before, you know, you got to dip quickly because it feels like it's going to fall apart, but then...
Do you double dip? Does double dip helping?
No.
But question.
Not in this case, it soaks it right up.
Single dip.
Once you've dipped it, what do you then put it on that it doesn't then lose its underside?
Oh, you immediately just roll it in coconut and, like, place it on, like, a baking sheet or a sheet of baking paper.
Okay.
So there's, like, a little buffer between the... wet
it's
cake
a protective
and,
coating.
Yeah. Makes sense. So I'm just clarifying every point here. You dip and coat all in one move. You don't dip all of them and then coat all of them.
No. My hands get covered in coconut by the end of it. Like, there is no way to avoid that. You were saying before you were making a mess when you made them.
Home. What was your kitchen like after you made lamingtons or H?
Oh, God only knows. I don't specifically remember the aftermath. I just remember the mess on my hands.
Do you reckon you'd give them another try now that you've got the expert lamington guidance?
Yeah, I feel like the jelly thing might actually, make a bit of a difference. I think Mum and I just tried to dip it in some sort of chocolate because we tried to make the chocolate ones.
But this is
but maybe
thing.
It was not the right sort of chocolate.
This is the baking confusion because we all have these recipe books, but what you know with how to do baking is pretty much what your gran or nonna or mum told you. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of what the elders who were baking around you or the people that really like baking, they're the people I understand or know things from. So I look at a recipe book and I get terrified.
Who did you learn to bake from, Aaron?
It started with my nan. So I just have, you know, very faded memories of being in the kitchen, and it was all sort of like burnt orange and retro a little bit before the ceiling caved in. They had to renovate it.
But, you know, literal, like, ceiling caved in.
Exactly. But, you know, like popping chocolate chips in the cookie recipe, or I got to stir the colours into the icing for cupcakes. And then just from there, just wanting to learn more. And that's when things like YouTube and cookbooks. And
well, this is the thing now. Like, there's so many other ways in which you can learn how to bake. And a part of me is like, when people go, just watch a YouTube video, I'm fine with that if people are concise in how they put together their videos, because I don't want to scroll through 20 minutes of them explaining which is the best bowl they like to use.
So
before
true.
Figuring out. I'm there for the information I need to know.
We're going to get into gifting delicious baked goods after this, or non-baked, because I feel like some of them don't even require baking.
Oh, yeah, some of them are...
You could just fridge them, I guess. I think
on hot days like today, you don't want to use your oven.
I think baked goods are the perfect gift to give at any given time, whether it's a festive season or not. Knowing that every now and then Aaron does come to trivia with some baked goods for me. Makes me very happy, and it's always a nice little dessert. It's the perfect gift, so maybe that's what we need to do for our Christmas season, right?
Yeah, I've decided that that's what I'm doing for family, is I'm doing little gift things of things that I've made, because I'm not buying presents for the extended family, but I also care about them enough to make something.
I love that we hit a point in our lives where we're like, no, we don't need to give a gift constantly, but always making something is a good way to go, as is just putting some oil in a bottle and then just putting a chili in and letting it make a chili oil. It seems ridiculous, but it's the perfect way to do it. Yeah, no, seriously. Well, we're going to be talking more baking gloriousness with Aaron. So stay tuned. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
And that is the news for now. I'm Craig Brown. Be back to Rach and Dean and Aaron to keep following a recipe for a sweet morning.
What kind of breakfast sweets do you, breakfast sweets, like breakfast festive sweets. When you think of this time of year, what kind of sweet tickles your fancy, Craig?
Shortbread.
Shortbread.
Yeah, and I'm kind of simple like that.
It's a bit
that.
Bland, really. We're talking really creative. No, I'm
sorry. But shortbread, that's really fancy, of course.
Yeah, of course, fancy shortbread.
In the
fancy
red
shortbread.
Tin.
The tin, you open it up and you don't know if it's going to be shortbread or Nen sewing equipment.
I love that one. And it's that same kind of thing with Italians where, what are they called? There's the cake that you panettone, which is around every Christmas, and people just keep giving them every year away because no one actually wants to open them. You save them for a funeral and then you open them up and it's cake that has to be eaten.
I've always seen them, but I don't think I've ever tried one.
Shortbread or a panettone?
Panettone.
I mean, look, they're fine. I'm not even like every Italian household will have at least three at this time of year, and everyone's just trying to re-gift onto someone else.
Wow. Also those German, what's the
food? Oh, yes.
Oh, Pfeffernuss.
What are Pfeffernuss?
Pfeffernuss. Oh. They're like little gingerbreads.
Like, yeah, the little like sort of domed round ones with like a thin like
layer of icing.
Layer
on
of
them.
Icing.
Someone's going to have to make them for me. So
you
I can
can't make them.
Them.
No. It's not the same. You have to buy the German.
No, I make them.
Well, okay, fine.
Yeah,
but
you're
not
like a professional baker. You've got recipes in a magazine and stuff, teaching us all the Christmas goodness. We are going to be talking about giving away baked goods for Christmas. And also, I am looking at the Mars Bar Slice Puddings and Reindeer image that is on your recipe in Better Homes and Gardens, Aaron. And the way in which you have festive upped little things with beautiful decorations, I can't wait to talk about that more. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. It's 25 minutes to 9.
Joy.
And you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean. I've opened a can of worms by mentioning panettone on the Joy Breakfast airwaves because I don't like them, but we're having divisive responses.
We've had some really passionate responses through. Someone saying, absolutely love it and cannot wait to open mine. And someone else being like, oh, no, that's, oh, is the...
Yeah, no,
I thought
they're
it
not
just
saying
said
it's,
is.
They're not saying it's poo. They're saying it's the poo. Like, it's, you know, in what's that film, the cheerleading film, how they're like, they're the poo, so take a good whiff. It's that kind of thing.
Oh, okay, I got really confused. I read the last word with the exclamation marks and thought that that's what they were saying.
So Wayne from Sydney likes panettone, but lemon curd panettone. We have Aaron from Aaron's Home Baking on Instagram joining us this morning, talking baked goods for your festive season. Now, Rach, you are giving the gift of baked goods this year, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hoping to put together just like a plate of stuff for like the extended family, like my grandparents who don't want gifts because they're old and they're like, we're trying to get rid of our stuff because we're going to die. My auntie and uncle who don't need gifts because they're filthy rich and anything that I buy them would be probably put in the trash or donated to charity. Oh. So if I can do things that like I can make and they can just like consume it, I need help with what to do, though, and things that aren't going to be super time-consuming.
Oh, of course. Like, I've been doing it for a few years now, like maybe 6 or 7 years, where there was one day I just realised, you know what, I don't want to go to the supermarket. I don't want to go to Chadston or High Point or whatever. I'm just going to bake things for people. I'd already painted myself into the corner as the baking friend by that point. So, yeah, I just make, like, a bunch of different kinds of biscuits, box up a few of each, everyone gets the same thing. And it's like, you're not buying somebody a thing that they're never going to use, need, or look at again. You're buying them, you're not even buying them, you're making them, you're creating a moment.
But you are. It's
creating
true.
Creating the moment.
Like, I appreciate that gift so much more because, you know, this time of year, unless you know what someone wants, like, a little bit of thought goes a long way. And what that thought can be is different for everybody. So for some people, I know what they like to do is actually make their own Christmas cards and post them.
Yes.
And that there's not even detailed messages, but they put that little bit of effort in, and that's what makes it really special. With baking, it's a whole other story because there's so much work that goes into it and thought that goes into it. Well, I just follow the recipe. You put a little bit more thought in there.
Oh, look. You invent the recipe. We just follow it.
Actually, yesterday I put together what my I guess my menu for this year.
Oh, so you've got your Christmas cooking planned?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a bunch of different kinds of biscuits and, you know, these all make, you know, maybe 40 to a batch. So I do like a batch of, I think I've got 7 different biscuits on this list. And then everyone just gets a few of each. It means everyone gets the same thing, but it also means that, like, you know.
But it's not a problem having everyone get the same thing. Like, it's not like you need to make an individual sweet for, like, every different person.
No, the only exception is my sister demands that I make key lime pie for Christmas lunch. That's
it. Oh, bless.
Well, I'm going to learn to make for Rach pecan pie.
Mm-hmm. It's my absolute favourite, and not many places in Australia do it, so it's really hard to find. My question with gifting food, is it the variety that counts? Like, what is the ultimate number of different bits to put in a gift?
I guess it depends how many people you're giving that, like, one gift to. Like, you wouldn't want to just make, you know, 50 shortbread and then throw them at the one person.
Unless they were Craig.
Unless they were Craig.
Craig would love that.
Specifically throw it at him.
It really just, you know, go with your heart. Was it easy enough to make that you could do it again if somebody else comes along and says, oh, I got you something, and then you've got to make something for them last minute?
Oh, okay.
My theory to this is an odd number instead of an even. So 3 is fine because 3 is always better than 2 because everyone wants that extra bite.
Oh.
That's the way to think of it, because some people always think, oh, they've got to, like, when my friends used to do it, they'd make 10 of each for everyone, and that can actually be a lot. But if you think 3, it means they can have one going, that's lovely, another going, that's delicious, and there's always the extra one left.
So 3 per person.
No, well, 3 little things. It depends on what you're making. Like, if you're making cupcakes, 3 can be too much, but 1 would be perfect. We've gotten quite a few different messages in with people suggesting ideas of what they'd like to make. Wayne has said, it's not baking, but jars of jam or preserved lemons is a great way to go. We've got gingerbread and shortbread, easy to make and very heartfelt. And honestly, everyone's just a little obsessed with all the messages, and then more panettone craziness going on. What are you thinking of making, Rach, for your... Do you want some advice from Aaron?
I do, and I'm going to ask for 3 suggestions as soon as we come back.
Right after this, you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
It is 13 minutes to 9. That was peach. Delicious.
Yeah. Love it. Also, I know. Right in the flavour sensation. We've got Aaron, former contestant from the Great Australian Bake Off, joining us today. We're talking the sweetness of the festive season. We've just gotten a message in from Tim from Gogglebox saying, by the way, can you ask Aaron, has he narrowed down the flavours for my wedding cake yet?
Wait, why do you have to narrow down the flavours for his wedding cake? That's rude. Pick your own flavours. Tim, we love you.
We came up with 5 different, I think, so 5 different flavours. And then
how many tiers will the cake have?
Ooh. I think it was 2.
Oh, well, it,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, so you can't have 5 flavours on a 2-tier cake.
You can't have 5 flavours on 2 tiers, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
But you've got to compliment them. This is the thing, you know, thinking about what you're going to make. Rach needs some suggestions. We've gotten some messages in. Fiona has said, I'm going to love my family and friends by not baking for them because I'm a terrible cook. And we have Nick from Pasco Vale has gotten very creative, suggesting why not do a delicious bourbon and pecan pie or key lime pie. Or a vanilla. All right, so Rach, I've got to make those for you, is what you're saying. Instead of a panettone, and just go more creative ways. So, Rach, you were throwing down the creative gauntlet for Aaron to help you with your Christmas baking.
I need 3 suggestions of things that I can make next week before I head off to Christmas. Hit me.
All right, well, the first thing is probably just gingerbread. It's pretty easy to chuck together. Like, the way I do it is it's all done in a saucepan over the stove.
Oh!
So you melt down your sugars and your butter and your spices and your whatever until it just starts to boil. Take it off the heat. Give it a minute. Add the flour. Stir it in. Give it a minute. Add the egg. And then that you can wrap it up and chuck it in the fridge until you're ready to start rolling it out and baking it.
Get out of town. That sounds way so, like, way easy. Heckin'
yeah.
easy.
Yeah, even. No, it's gingerbread's one of the things that I make every Christmas because I know that, like, it'll make a large batch. And it's something that I can kind of, like, oh, I've made the dough. That's in the fridge. I can come back to it when I've got a minute.
For gingerbread, Rach, though, you are creative and so crafty. What gingerbread person would you want to make?
Oh, I would have to make gingerbread drag queens. Otherwise, it would be really off-brand for
me. I really hope you do that now.
I will. I do have a question, though. Do your recipes state precisely what size ginger man stamp, like little stampy thing, as in cut out, you need in order to make X amount of cookies?
Oh, I think on one of the recipes I put out last year does, but... I don't always use a gingerbread man.
I'm obsessed.
Okay.
I just make gingerbread.
All right.
Because the non-binary gingerbread exists as well. I'm also obsessed with the mathematic thought process that you are putting in, Rach. I love this so much. I kind of throw it all at the wall and hope it all works
there's
out.
There's a lot that I need to think about. Lots of people.
But I love this kind of prep. This is the good way to do it in regards to baking. You think about it, you plan it all, and then you put it all together. Ironically, Mama Akuri has just messaged in going, it's very funny that you're talking about baking on the radio right now because Zianna is in your car spot because we're making Italian biscuits.
Oh, is that your nonna?
No, Zianna is my auntie Anna, but oh. Zianna is Italian auntie, and that's my godmother and auntie, Zianna. Aww. And thanks for being in my car spot, Zian. So,
yes,
drag queen gingerbread.
Yeah,
versus.
All right. Number one, done. All right. Number two,
gluten-free option as well, which is always nice to have. Amaretti biscuits.
Ooh.
As in like almond?
Yeah, so it's almond meal, egg white, sugar. Realistically, that's it, but you could jazz it up with some vanilla or lemon or whatever. Dump it all in a bowl, stir it together with wet hands because otherwise it's going to get on your hands. Roll it into balls and then roll it in icing sugar or caster sugar. Pop a little almond on top if you can be bothered. Bake it. You're done.
Oh, my God. Hell yes. That sounds so doable.
I want to make a suggestion for your third thing, Rach, and it's from one of the recipes that Aaron has on his Instagram at Aaron's Home Baking, and it's the Mars Bar Slice Puddings and Reindeer.
Because
the reindeer looks so cute. I need to know, what are the nose made out of?
Oh, it's just like little candies. Like you could just
There's like the face like a red, of a reindeer like a red M&M. With little, it's gorgeous and cute. And that way, that could kind of be an extra creative flair to your baking.
Love. All right. So I've got gingerbreads. I've got almond thingos that have a fancy name, amaretto, like the drink.
Yeah.
And
I did think you were suggesting Rach make the drink for everyone, which I would also not be down for,
why
Rach.
Not? Yeah,
why not?
Yeah. And then some reindeer and pudding shaped Mars bar slice.
Yeah,
because
I've never made Mars bar slice. Would you believe?
Oh, it's so yum.
You don't have to bake with that, do you?
No,
it's a fridge situation.
This is the worst segment and year for me to have learned that I'm pre-diabetic. I'm telling you right now because this is making me so. No, I can still have them. I'm just going to measure it out throughout the day. We've got like three different messages coming in. Michelle is saying all the same thing. Michelle is really happy, going, "That's so smart. Make the dough ahead of time. Roll and cut it and bake later." It's all about the planning when it comes to baking, people.
Yeah. Well, because I've got so much that I want to make for my gifts for Christmas. It's like if I try to do it all at once, I'm just going to be in the kitchen slaving away for like a solid week. So instead, it's like if I can make a dough ahead and if it freezes well, I'll freeze it until I'm ready to use it. If I can bake it and then freeze it. So like amaretti, for example, they freeze really well and they thaw just nicely. So I can make those like tomorrow or whatever and then freeze them and then just let them thaw out the day before Christmas.
Brilliant.
Are you ready for your baking, Rach?
I'm ready.
Well, if you've got any questions, don't worry. You can always hit up Aaron on Instagram at Aaron's Home Baking. But also you can check out the reels there and stories for some wonderful inspiration for baking this festive season. Aaron, thank you for joining us this morning on the show.
Thanks for having
me. I'm so hungry now. We are going to get you in next week because next week we'll be talking about if baking or cooking isn't your thing, what quick stick things you can do in the kitchen to impress the in-laws this festive season.
Love it. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.